Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Thornberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is called out on strikes. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hankins. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive towards third. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thornberry moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert strikes out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kirkland moves to third. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hankins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Francona reaches second base with a double. Pearsall moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Francona scores. Power moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Kirkland moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hankins. Held reaches second base with a double. Power scores. Kirkland scores. Romano moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano scores. Held scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thornberry strikes out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchok hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hankins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Limchok now playing third base. Ed Rakow now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell bunts towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to third. Held moves to second. Two outs. Mike DeLajas pinch hits for Johnny Temple. Mike DeLajas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLajas hits a fly ball into right field. Pelarsik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Delahaz now playing second base. Al Pelarsik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pelarsik is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pelarsik hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Delaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall bunts towards first. Thornberry fields the ball and throws to Rakow covering. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornberry hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Larson pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clem Chalk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Delahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delahaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Delahaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hankins hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Francona hits a fly ball towards right. Pilarczyk catches it and throws to first to double up Pearsall. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klimchuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.